Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning every meeting. And welcome to track two, where we're doing an overview of the system for winning every meeting. This is just a short track where we're building on the topics we covered in track one. Why you want systems. How you put systems to work. To drive better process and better results today. And then over time, through continuous improvement, to keep getting better and better and better, driving better and better and better results over time. And this track is really a setup for what we're going to be covering in the rest of the masterclass, as we dive deeper into some of the protocols that build up the system for winning every meeting. So, if you look in the workbook, you can see the summary of the system. And you see three boxes with some boxes hanging off it. And I'll call these columns the three pillars of it. Preparation, execution, and skills. And what these pillars really represent is, in building your systematic approach for winning every meeting, you must be good at all three of these things. How do you best prepare yourself, long-term and short-term, to drive your best performance? What is execution? When you're in your meetings, how good are you at actually doing it? See, all the greatest preparation in the world is useless to you if you can't actually do it. You might think about this as like a pro athlete, a top golfer perhaps, who is really incredible on the driving range. Yet, when they get onto the golf course, and now they've got all the pressure of the game and maybe they've got a crowd around them, they can't actually execute on their game. A similar metaphor is public speaking. Someone who's got the greatest script. They think they're really prepared. They've done their nice little script in front of the mirror 1,000 times. They feel really confident in front of the mirror. Maybe they've done it in front of 5 of their friends who've cheered them on. Yet, they get up in front of the audience and they can't actually deliver. They can't execute on it. And so preparation and execution come together as these two pillars. And the third pillar is skills. And see, this is a deeper idea that we'll talk about in the track on skills. That if you go into all of my work, you see that over years and years of researching, how do you get what you want? And in building my 5-step system for doing what you want, you see that those 5 steps can be broken down into 2 big ideas. What does it take to drive the results you want? Process and skills. See, the greatest process in the world, the greatest preparation, the greatest plans that you have for executing flawlessly are completely useless if you lack the skills. Right, seems obvious, doesn't it? A football team spends all this time developing amazing plays. They know them backwards and forwards. They've got them all over the whiteboards. And they run out on the field. Oh, it turns out they can't actually catch a ball. They can't throw a ball. All that process is completely useless. And so too, is they might be so skilled at throwing and catching a ball. And running, they might be the fastest runners in the world. But they've got no process to win. They've got no plays. Bring it back to the meeting metaphor. And this is what you see all the time for people on the journey of personal development. They might have the best process. This is how I'm going to walk in and execute my meeting. But they've never actually studied selling. Or communications and influence. Or mindset. So they lack the skills to actually do it. Or vice versa. You get a lot of junkies in the world of personal development who read book after book after book on communications and influence and winning. They got all these ideas, millions of random hacks. Because there are hacks everywhere, aren't there? All these tips and techniques, yet they've got no process to actually put it to work. And so in all of my work, in my 5-step system for doing what you want, and certainly in this system for winning every meeting. It's these two components, processes and skills, that come together in a systematic approach for driving your best results now and your best results over time. This too is why this is a systematic approach that you work through continuous improvement, because you're starting right now with whatever skills you have, whatever processes you have, and over time you're building on them, continuously improving, building mastery in the processes and skills, in these three pillars, preparation, execution, and skills, for driving more winning every meeting. So that's how the pillars hold together and the role they play in holding up your system for winning every meeting. And then you see the boxes coming off it. For preparation, you've got Black Book and the protocol that we are covering, the four-step protocol. For execution, you see three boxes. How do you best prepare yourself for executing pre-meeting? Post-meeting, what do you do in having a highly systematic process for continuous improving? And then, the middle box is the protocol that we're covering, the meeting protocol. The third pillar in skills, of course, there's tons of skills that can be incredibly valuable for driving more winning, and certainly for driving more winning in every meeting. There are three skills that are disproportionately powerful. These are three of the four skills that I call the power tools: mindset, communications, selling. When you bake these three skills into your system, when you become highly skilled at these three skills, how do you not drive more winning every meeting? So that's an overview of the system and how it all comes together. Now let's just dive in and spend some more time on each of the pillars. The first pillar, preparation. First, why does preparation matter so much? It seems like a silly question, doesn't it? Because it is. Of course, the better prepared you are, the better results you drive, the better process you run, the more success you have. But really what we're saying here as well is, well, what is preparation? What preparation really drives your best results? A selling example that I find particularly instructive is a client sold knives door-to-door in college, and his employer left nothing to chance. They had an entire routine for what to say and what to do as soon as you show up at the door. You knock on the door. The entire goal is to get your foot in the door, literally. And then as soon as you're inside, to go straight to the kitchen, open up the knife drawer, and start to tell them about their knives. Look at how grimy they are, how blunt they are, how much bacteria might be on them.